The bankruptcy of a Fairbanks primary mental health care provider earlier this fall and the more recent closure of an assisted living facility has resulted in a major void in support services in the area. A community forum held last week in Fairbanks brought people together to discuss solutions. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Mental health support services are financially unsustainable in Fairbanks under current state and federal funding. That was a primary message at the forum, precipitated by the recent demise of locally available housing, daytime care, and vocational training programs for the mentally ill. National Alliance on Mental Illness Fairbanks Chapter President Jeanette Grasto told a packed borough assembly chambers the situation has returned service in Fairbanks to where it was 30 years ago.
We are again sending our seriously mentally ill residents to Anchorage one by one for some time now. The final atrocity was sending all the residents of our last assisted living home that was licensed for mental health clients out of the community the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Many experienced mental health care providers who spoke at the forum pointed to a Medicare and Medicaid funding structure that does not adequately cover services outside of hospitals or clinics. Larry Moen, a longtime professional counselor now in private practice, says that's bottomed out well-meaning support service agencies.
In my view, the agencies were enabling the system to work badly. It was like, okay, if we have to put more hours, if we don't get paid, we're willing to do that because these people need the services. And you burn people out that way, and you also eventually run dry.
Another private mental health care provider, Gunnar Ebbeson, pointed to a funding disparity between coverage of assisted living for the mentally ill and the same service for seniors.
The geriatric population, what facilities who house them get paid, is like some, in many cases 3 to 4 times as high, and that can be changed. I know it can.
Ebbeson says onerous Medicaid and Medicare paperwork further makes mental health support services a losing proposition for providers. Retired local mental health care professional Gene Redden is taking matters into his own hands. Redden's trying to find a location and funding for a drop-in center.
Just a safe, warm place for him to go, socialize, have a cup of coffee, maybe give him a sandwich and a cup of soup. And maybe a shower, maybe a place to do their laundry, but a place to just go and hang out with their friends. And I think that's pretty important.
Redden said he's working through the nonprofit Access Alaska to apply for a $10,000 state grant for the drop-in facility. A major priority identified at the forum was taking concerns to the state legislature, pushing for Medicare and Medicaid reform and direct grant funding for mental health support services. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.